Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
It makes me seriously so happy every time I get to be here. Don't tell all the other churches in the country, but this is my favorite church to visit. Because I feel like I'm in family when I'm here. I really do. And that's just not, you can't buy that. You can't sell that. You can't compare anything. The sense of family that you all have is just exquisite. So, Father, thank you for your presence in this place. We adore you. We worship you. We honor you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Would you come in even greater glory and rest on us? Would you rest on us in power? Would you rest on us in glory? Would you speak to the depths of our hearts? Would you pierce and penetrate to the core of us with your truth, with your conviction, your truth that sets us free and takes us on to higher glories? In Jesus' name, amen. I get to talk about listen carefully, the subject of this week, and Pastora Dawn and I agree that that's a pretty right-on topic for me to talk about because it's like my favorite topic in the world, so it's a great privilege to be able to do so. I want to first thank you, though, before I get into that. I want to bring our thanks to you from the Amazon jungle with your very important help. We were able to purchase a piece of property in the city of Nauta, Peru, which is about a two-hour drive from Iquitos, a city of about 40,000 people that we've been praying into for, well, my in-laws for decades, but we've been doing outreaches there. Many of you have been there on outreaches, and we've been really asking the Lord for a church there. And it was just kind of a lot of spiritual resistance, hard to break into. There has never been a very strong big church there. Some really small ones, just a few handfuls of people. But we were starting to get ready to purchase a property about a year ago, and it fell through. And then we needed twice as much money. But the Lord came through and provided. In the month of October, we have a piece of property in Nauta, Peru. Praise the Lord. And we've started a build, and we also have money that's committed to finish the whole building project. So we are hoping to be done by this October, and we'd be glad for your prayers for that. We're aiming to do a big pastors conference in October and bring pastors in from Three Rivers that are connected to that city. And so it's very exciting. We found out recently Nauta is a hub for human trafficking, and so that is a prayer point as well. We're really believing God to shift atmospheres in the city of Nauta. And God is doing amazing things in the Amazon jungle. He has been, but it's stepping up even more. In the last 6 months, we've had, I believe it's 7 or 8 different witch doctors give their lives to Jesus. Hallelujah. That's huge. That's really huge. These are people that have dedicated their entire lives for decades to do fasting out in the jungle to get empowered by demons. And so we see a lot of deliverance happening, the power of God just breaking off shackles. It's really an exciting time to be on the right team. Hallelujah. I also want a testimony, because I believe that the power of God is here this morning for healing. And this is from just a couple weeks ago. We had a team come down from Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, 30 students. It was very exciting to host them for the first time. And so we went to a village we hadn't been to before called El Cayo and did an outreach there. At the end of the outreach, we're getting ready to leave, and this woman flags me down. She's like, very urgently, she's sitting on the sidewalk, and so I come over to where she is, and she like motioned me down because she couldn't get up. And she said, I want you to pray for me, very emphatically. So I was like, I'd be glad to. How can I pray for you? And she said that her hip was in excruciating pain. On a scale of 0 to 10, she called it a 10. And she said she was in constant pain of that intensity. And that she'd had an accident years ago when she was just 18 and about to give birth and fallen down. And it had been hurting ever since. So I just had this sense of faith just rise up in me. I knew the Holy Spirit was on that moment. So if I asked her if I could lay hands on her hip, and she said, yeah. And I just prayed right into what I saw the Holy Spirit doing, and her face just lit up, and she said, pain is gone. Hallelujah. The man next to me, to her, had said that she could hardly walk. And so I said, you want to try it out? She got up. She's walking around, just completely normal. I asked her how long she'd been in that amount of pain. She said, for 32 years. And so 32 years later, she's completely pain-free. She's weeping, full of gratitude, just overwhelmed with the goodness of God. There were many salvations that day, many healings. And so I just felt the Lord stirring in my heart as we were worshiping. At the end of the word, I'd like to be able to pray. If there is anybody here that has any pain, residual pain from accidents, I really believe the Lord is highlighting that, that he wants to reproduce what he did that day and heal pain from that kind of thing. So we're going to do that at the end, but the Holy Spirit's here and he's working, so it could be you're just going to get healed while the word is going forth. Amen. So listen carefully. I want to start with Isaiah chapter 55. I'm going to read verse 1 to 3 in the God's Word translation. It says, listen. It's a good word to start with for the thematic topic. Listen carefully. Listen, whoever is thirsty, come to the water. Whoever has no money can come. Buy and eat. Come. Buy wine and milk. You don't have to pay. It's free. Why do you spend money on what cannot nourish you and your wages on what does not satisfy you? Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good and enjoy the best foods. Open your ears and come to me. Listen so that you may live. The subject of listening is brought up in these three verses again and again and again and again. It's very emphatic, and that is the word of the Holy Spirit for this morning, inviting us to listen, inviting us to have ears that hear. Jesus said to his disciples, blessed are your ears, for they hear, which means they're listening, because if we're going to hear God, we need to have a listening posture. And I want to ask you, as we're in worship and the word about people having some weariness, that I also was picking up on that. And at the end, I'm also going to invite people that just need battle weariness broken off. I really believe the Lord is here to do that as well. But the scripture is talking about if you just feel like what you're doing is not satisfying, if you're putting in all this effort, and it's just no results. It says, you want to come alive? And I also love the scripture Mina read about the life that is truly life. You want to come alive? You want to really be alive? You want to feel like you're really actually living? What is the key in this scripture is listen. Having a connection with God where we are living under an open heaven, which, by the way, each and every one of us has. It's our inheritance as children of God. It's not just for special people. Each and every one of us has a Jacob's ladder over our lives. Whether or not we're tuned into it, it's there. So when we come into a posture, a lifestyle of being listeners, that's where we come alive. I want to read that last part again. Eat what is good and enjoy the best foods. Open your ears and come to me. Listen so that you may live. listen so that you may live. Direct connection. Very, very, very direct connection between listening and living. Really being alive, really connecting with the life of God. We have to learn how to be listeners all the time. Not just Sundays, not just for a little quiet time in the morning, but all day long, to be in a posture of tuned in, be in a posture of what's the Holy Spirit saying throughout the day to me. Some years back, the Lord trained me to get into a habit. I have an ongoing note on my phone because he does talk. He's so talkative. He talks to us all day long if we're paying attention. And just to make a quick little note on my phone so I don't forget what he said, because it's so easy to, in just the busyness of life. Oh, yeah, that was cool. Okay, moving on. Wait, what was that? So if you write it down, I want to encourage you first and foremost that that's one of the most important things about being a listener, is getting in a habit of making a record of what it is God is speaking to you. The more you do that, the more you're going to come alive, because it's God's words that make us alive. It's him speaking that brings things to life. Just all the way back to Genesis 1, right, where the earth was empty and he spoke, let there be light, and life came forth. It's in his voice. So if we want to connect with the ongoing vitality and strengthening of God that we so need, and more in the times that we're living in, this is not negotiable. It's either get God's life and be strong and be powerful, or be swept away. The further we go down the timeline of the unfolding end of times, the more we need to be full of the life of God if we're going to be that light shining in the darkness. And so this is so extremely important. I want to read a few different versions. It says, open your ears and come to me. That phrase right there, open your ears, in the God's Word translation, I love contrasting different scripture translations to get all the nuances. Here are five other different ways it's translated. Open your ears was the first one. Incline your ear is from the New King James Translation version. Incline your ear. Give ear, NIV. Listen now, it's the Good News Translation. Pay attention, the HCSB. Come to me with your ears wide open. I really like that one. That's the Living Bible. Come to me. Come to me with your ears wide open, which just expresses so well that eagerness of God. I know you have something for me. I know you have a word for me today. And he does. He has a word for you every single day and throughout the day. When Jesus taught us to pray, give me this day my daily bread. Of course, that's including your physical needs. But even more than that, God has fresh bread from the ovens of heaven of revelation that he wants to feed you. Every day, he's a good, good Abba Father, and he loves to give good gifts to his children. It says, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will my Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? Because we hear him through his Spirit. So if you're eager to hear more, he is so eager to talk to you more. That's right. Hallelujah. I want to share a little story from, this is a good 10 years ago or so. I was in my office, and my daughter Esther, who was about 10 at the time, came in, and I was working on my computer, and she said, yes, Mom, I didn't call you. Yeah, you did. I heard you. No, I promise I didn't. She's puzzled. Okay, she goes back to what she was doing. A minute later, she came back. Yes, Mom? I didn't call you, honey. You did, Mom? I'm like, no. And, you know, you'd think I'd catch on a little faster. This happened like 10 times. It was like the 10th time when she came in. "Yes, Mom." I'm like, "Oh, this is like the book of Samuel." Took me a while. I'm like, "Okay, honey, that was..." I just never thought of Jesus talking in my voice. That's what was a little puzzling about it. But I said, "Jesus wants to talk to you. That's him calling your name." And so, don't you go back if you hear him again and just say, "Yes, Jesus, I'm listening." And she did. And she had this wonderful conversation with Jesus, which I won't go into the details of that. That's her story. But I was like, "Lord, you know what? I have never once, even up till today, I've never once heard the audible voice of God. My daughter Esther has heard his voice out loud more times than I could count. She has all these stories." And I said, "Lord, I'm a little jealous. Why does she get to hear you talking out loud and you never talk to me that way?" And he said to me, "Well, when is it that you raise your voice with your children?" And I'm thinking about it. "Well, generally speaking, when they're not listening." "Yeah, and do you enjoy that? Do you prefer that, talking to them louder so they'll listen?" "No." "Well, neither do I. I prefer not to yell. I prefer not to raise my voice. Not that God yells at us, but you know what I mean. I prefer to just talk softly and have you so tuned in that you hear it when I speak softly. I don't need to talk loud to you because you are always listening." And my heart just, "Okay. All right, you don't have to talk out loud to me. I still would like to experience that, just saying. But but it was such an affirmation, and that's why I love this topic so much. Listen carefully. Listening is just one of the best parts of life. I love listening to God. I love listening to people. And if you listen, people will start sharing the deep contents of their heart. It's just honor. I really do. I was just the other day, and Uber picked us up, and the driver was a Muslim woman, and she started just blurting out her troubles. She's like, "I just got this phone call, and my fiance broke up with me," and on, and I got to pray with her. But that is so normal. I get people telling me their life stories all the time, because if you have a listening posture, it just pulls things out of people. And that is exactly the same principle with God. We need to ask God to build into us a listening heart, a heart that has ears wide open, a heart that is inclining toward him, that is paying attention, that is eager for every tiny word that he might share. He loves to talk. He is not just talking to special elite leaders. He wants to talk to you. He has so much to tell you. He really does. It's amazing the things he wants to show you. If we'll take the time to make space for it, to build it into our lives. I'm not saying you have to be like a monk or a nun and, you know, close yourself up with God for 5 hours a day. That'd be great. I love it when I get to do that. But it's not necessary to be able to do that or to be called to do that, to hear God all the time. He loves to talk. I want to share Psalm 32, verse 8. that says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. I will guide you with my eye. It's the Lord's promise. I will guide you with my eye. Some versions say I'll watch over you, but I really like this one. I will guide you with my eye. What is that? Is there a person in your life where you know them so well you can just read their facial expressions across the room? You just look over and you just, yeah, you know what they want to do. That's what God's talking about. I will guide you with my eye. It's talking about having such a connection with him that you just look up and you just get the vibe. You just know this is what he's doing right now. This is what he wants to do. Like when I was in that taxi with the Muslim woman, the Holy Spirit's like, ask her if you can pray for her. And I was like, she's Muslim. I don't have a lot of experience with Muslims. We don't have them in Iquitos, so I don't know if that's like offensive, you know. And he kept saying, ask her if you can pray. And I was like, for several minutes, gathering up the courage. And I finally like blurted out, can I pray for you? And she's like, yeah. And I did, and just invited the Prince of Peace to fill the atmosphere and fill her heart, to show her how much he loves her. And she, like, visibly, like exhaled, and it just shifted the atmosphere. And she's like, thank you. I know she felt the presence of God, but I was listening. And I know he was guiding me with his eye. He's like, yeah, that's what I want you to do. Listen and live. Listen and live. Listening brings us alive. The next verse after that is like the inverse. It says in verse 9, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. We've all seen cartoons of a donkey, and the owner's like, come on. And he's just dug his heels in, so to speak, and not moving. The donkey is a symbol of stubbornness. And this, right after he says, I will guide you with my eye, he says, don't be like that. Because if we're going to play the donkey role, we're definitely not going to be led by his eye. It's not just guaranteed that just anybody's going to be led by his eye. God could be talking with his eye all day long. And if we're not looking at his eyes, if we're not paying attention to what he is broadcasting to us over the airwaves, we're just going to be stuck in our ways. Like, no, I'm doing what I want to do. No, thank you. And oh, that is tragic. It's tragic to be a mule in the house of the Lord. It's a tragic loss of so much life, even for yourself and for others. There's so much riches that we miss out on if we don't choose a listening posture for our lives. There's so much he wants to say. There's so much he wants to reveal. There's so many victories that he wants to give to us through listening, through being worshipers, just lost in his presence. Jesus said, the Father is seeking worshipers. Doesn't mean that he wants to go on this pride trip, like, yes, I need people falling down to feel good about myself. No, he's longing for us to want to just be with him, to love on him, to develop that intimacy that doesn't just happen quickly. You don't build this kind of connection with God where you know what he's saying with his eye overnight, or a quick fix, or okay, I'm gonna have this quiet time. Well, I didn't have any feels in this quiet time, so it's not happening. It's something you build and you work on. You go after. A human relationship of the deepest kind of intimacy takes years to build. And to build this kind of intimacy with God where we're hearing him clearly, recognizing his voice, it also takes repetition. It takes showing up in your quiet time when you don't have the feels. And there's plenty of times that that's the case for any of us. Even those of us that walk really closely with him, there's plenty of times that I have a quiet time. I'm like, well, I didn't really feel that one. But I know it counts. I know it does. And I believe that when you show up and you don't have the feels and you keep on going after the Lord, that that's actually even more precious to him because he sees your hunger. And he's going to honor that as you continue to go after him with all your heart. And you will see the cumulative effect. In Hebrews 5:14, it says, "The mature, because of practice, have their senses trained." I want to say that for you again. Mature, because of practice, have their senses trained. The NIV says constant use, practice, constant use. That means you're going after God and he is your one thing, like we were singing today. I don't want anything else. I don't need anybody. Nothing else will satisfy. You are my one thing. I go after you. I'm going to go after you. I'm not going to move until you talk to me. I know that in American society, especially in a big city like this where you have commutes and life is so busy, but it all depends on how much you want it. If you want more intimacy with God, you can have it. Even living in the LA area, it is entirely possible. You can. And he wants it for you. He longs. James says his spirit yearns for us, yearns for the spirit that he put in us. So if you set your heart out to have more of him, you can be sure that his blessing is going to be on that. By constant use, have their senses trained. So you want to know what God's saying to you. You want to recognize when his eye is talking to you. It's practice. It's going after it again and again and again and again and again. And his presence never gets tiring. Oh, it just gets better and better and better and better. There's nothing better. There's nothing better than hearing him talk, than hearing his words, the connection with heaven. It's worth everything, which we also see in the parable, Matthew 13:44, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. One day, a man found the treasure, and then he hid it in the field again. He was so happy, that he went and sold everything he owned to buy that field. I want to emphasize the so happy part. Sometimes we emphasize wrongly the everything that he lost. Oh, Lord, you want me to give that up? That's my favorite show, Lord. How could you add that? That's how I relax, Lord. Anything but that, okay? Do you have your anything but that? I think we all have at some point or another. He gave up everything he owned, and he was so happy. Why? What's the so happy part? Because what he found was way the heck better. Infinitely better. That is the word of the Lord to you. whatever that anything but is, I promise, once you find the treasure, you'll be like, what was I thinking? Oh my gosh, that's nothing. Just like he knew what he owned to give up to have, this was nothing. The Lord's voice is that treasure. It's worth whatever you need to relinquish to him. It's so worth it. It really is. Another thing about this, notice where the treasure was. Was it lying around like, and he spotted it and he ran over because it was just sitting there on the field? It was not sitting there on the surface. It required some digging and really tuning into the Lord and finding out what he has to say. It takes some digging. It takes some excavation. It takes some heavy duty getting in there and really investing our hearts, really saying, What else is there? I feel like there's something more here. The Lord gives you like little, he drops hints because he's inviting you in. Like the parable of the sower in that same chapter, he gave a parable and there was a vast multitude present and most of the people there were like, huh, that was weird. Well, it's lunchtime, gotta go. But his disciples were like, I want to understand. What are you trying to say with it? Would you explain it to us? And they had this private meeting afterwards. It says private. In private, he unpacked it for them because they asked. And that's when he said, blessed are your ears for they hear. Because they wanted to hear. They're digging. They wanted to find out what's under the surface, what's deeper. What else is there? I know I didn't get it the first time. Would you unpack it for me? And Jesus said, yes, I will. Thank you for asking. I was hoping you would ask. And he said, those that don't have will lose it. Meaning all the multitudes that just scratched their heads and went home. What God was trying to give them, they didn't get it. They lost it. He said, but those who have will be given more. So if you have had encounters with God, you have had experiences with him, and you know there's more, blessed are your ears. Because you have an eager Holy Spirit who wants to unpack it for you. Who wants to take you deeper. If you'll ask him, then he's going to get in private with you, and he is going to have some amazing downloads. Just like Pastora Dawn was saying, then you're going to be able to share with her and so many others, guess what God showed me this week? And it's life, and you have life to give away, because listening is life. Thank you, Jesus. When I was in my early 20s and I had just met Israel, he's always been mischievous. So I would call and to talk to him, you know, when landlines were a thing. Still remember the number, 221226 was their home number. Mark, I dialed it so many times. But he and Pablo, who's always been playful too, enjoyed messing with me. And they would pass the phone back and forth between the two of them because their voices are pretty similar as brothers. And Pablo would pretend to be Israel too. And so at first I didn't know that I wasn't talking to Israel the whole time. They were just messing with me. And they were laughing and having a great time with it. You know what? 20, however many years later, that would not work. A, there's no landlines. But B, I know their voices. We've been married to Israel and working with Pablo together so many years. I know their voices. back then, you know, I was just getting to know them, so it was a little more easier to get confused. But the more you just invest, the more you just go after him, the mature, because of practice, have their senses trained. The Lord wants to teach you the sound of his whisper. He wants to teach you the glance of his eye. How many of us long for that? Where you just know, and you're just there. There's no mulishness left. It's all been crucified. We need some crucifying to get that mulishness out of us. He's up to it. Holy Spirit says, if you by the Spirit put to death the works of the flesh, you will live. So if we need to say, Holy Spirit, put this mulishness to death, there's this big part of me that still wants that program more than I'm hungry for your presence. Would you put it to death? Would you help me die? Holy Spirit will say, yes, I will. I would be glad to do that service for you. You just need a yes. You just need a willingness. And if you can't even come up with a willingness, you could pray, Lord, would you make me willing to be willing? And he'll answer that prayer too. Just start somewhere. There's no greater treasure anywhere, anytime, in all of history, in all of eternity to come. There's no greater treasure than his presence and his voice. Him, Jesus, he is the pearl of great price. He's worth everything. Whatever this man sold was nothing. Whatever you give up for more of him is nothing. And because I'm pretty sure my son is not going to listen to this message, I want to share with you something that he shared with me last night. Don't tell him. He had gone out with a girl a couple of times. She's very pretty. She says she's a Christian. But after the first time they went out, he's like, she's not really all the way after Jesus, Mom. But she's so pretty. And I'm feeling kind of alone because he just moved to Arkansas a couple months ago, January. And he was wrestling. He wrestled with it for, I think, about a week and a half or so. Last night, he sent me a message and said, Mom, I just had the most beautiful time with God. There's nothing else worth that. I'm done with her. He doesn't want me to be with her. He'd made up his mind. And oh my goodness, as you can imagine, there's nothing that can make my heart happier than that. Not necessarily that he wouldn't have a relationship, but that he would have Jesus as his one thing, his treasure. That everything else is worth giving up. Everything else is worth giving up. Nothing else will satisfy. Why spend your labor, your efforts, your time on what does not satisfy? Come to me. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen. Listen that you might live. Whoever you are, I just want to invite everybody to close your eyes. Just get quiet before him. Don't be afraid of the quiet. When the announcement video didn't have sound, I said to Donnie, God is in his holy temple. let all the earth be silent before him. But actually, I think that really was his word for this moment. He's here. God is here in his holy temple. Take a moment of silence before him in awe of who he is. Lift up your spiritual eyes to him. Look at God. This is the mature by practice have their senses trained. You have spiritual eyes. Do you use them? Do you look? Do you look into the spiritual realm? Practice. Practice right now looking at Jesus. Looking at the Father, smiling at you. There's no anger. There's no impatience for where you're at in your journey. There's just invitation. There's just his arms wide open saying, come to me. Come to me. I want to give you the best food. I want to give you what's going to satisfy. Do you see his beckoning? Do you see the eagerness in his eyes? Do you see his warm welcome? Do you see the belonging? In that embrace is everything you need. Everything you need is there. Everything. I'm going to invite you to stand up. Lift your arms up to him like a little child reaching for her daddy, his daddy. Reach up to him with eagerness, responding. Yeah, I do want more of you. I do want to learn to listen more. Train me. Train me as a listener. I want to be that person that listens so much that it just pulls it out of you what you're wanting to say, Father. Where you just feel like talking because I'm so tuned in. And I bless you with that. I bless this congregation. I bless this church body with increased listening ears. And I say, blessed are your ears, for you hear. And I prophesy that the spirit of prophecy would increase in your midst. Many of you that have been having prophetic stirrings, I bless them that they would increase. With words of knowledge, words of wisdom in abundance as you're connecting with this community. Be listening at these events. The Holy Spirit will tell you things about people. Sometimes just to pray for them in intercession. Sometimes it'll come up in your interactions. God wants to talk to you way more than you thought he did. Lift up your hands and receive an anointing. An anointing for hearing. The scripture with your eyes closed, I want to read this over you. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 and 5. It says, he wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen, like one being taught. The sovereign Lord has opened my ears. If you want it, that's what God's doing right now. He's activating ears. Would you put both of your hands over both of your ears? Not to block out the sound, but I invite you to repeat this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, I want more. There is more. There's so much more in this area of listening carefully. I receive this anointing to listen. That you are wakening my ears up like one being taught. You are opening my ears. And I invite you that every morning you would be my first thing. As I'm coming out of sleep, Holy Spirit, hover over me. Start to drop in your revelation as my day comes alive. Waken up my ears to walk in sync with you throughout my day. I want to have a continual signal reading going on all the time. Tuned in to your channel all the time. Teach me to steward your revelations, your nuggets, the little things you share throughout the day. Teach me to recognize that that's not just my thoughts. That's you talking in my thoughts. Sharpen my awareness of your involvement in my daily routine. You want to be with me washing the dishes. You want to talk to me while I'm driving down the street and in the shower and every little moment in between. Come in, Holy Spirit. I surrender. And if you have that one thing that you know he's been, like David with the girl, the thing that he's been asking you for, would you take a moment and just relinquish it to him? Just in your heart, just see his big, big, beautiful hands reaching out and just plop it on into those hands. He's ready to take it and say yes. I want you more than that. I want you more than that. I surrender. Make me willing to be willing. Put your willingness in me, Holy Spirit. Your word says that you will give me a new heart and a new spirit. You'll remove from me the heart of stone. So I just surrender to that surgery. Just tell him I surrender to your surgery. Surgically remove any stones in there. Do your work, Holy Spirit. Awaken our sensitivities. Sharpen our sensitivity to Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to open up the altar here. There's three things. If you want to come forward and just receive prayer for increased sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, listening to his voice, that's one. Two is that what he was highlighting, if there's battle weariness, then you need that to be broken off with a fresh oil of joy. The picture I got about that was a shepherd with his sheep. The shepherd in Psalm 23, where it says, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. The shepherd would literally put oil on the sheep to soothe where they had insect bites, bring healing. And I feel like there's some that have just had the enemy just picking at you, biting at you. And there's just a weariness. The Lord wants to minister refreshing and joy, oil. Oil to soothe. The third thing is for physical healing, possibly with accidents, residual pain from accidents. There was another man that same week, about, I think it was 2 weeks ago today, a woman had invited him to church from the hospital, never been in church before, in excruciating pain, could barely walk too. He'd also fallen down and had an accident. His back was just, he needed two people to help him to get to the altar. He's trembling with physical weakness, trying to stand up. And in desperation, he said, I'm desperate. I don't have anybody to help me. I'm alone in the city. He's from the jungle. I don't have any money to buy the medicines I'm supposed to be taking for this pain. I don't have any money for food. And the team prayed for him. And he was completely healed. He left his crutches leaning up against the pulpit. And he's like, thanks. Going back to my village. I don't need the hospital anymore. So again, pain from accidents. The Lord is present to heal pain. There's another woman I got to pray for who was completely healed from diabetes. If anybody's here with diabetes, I believe the Lord wants to heal that today as well. So,
amen. So we're going to stay and linger and have some time of worship, but there's a couple of things Holy Spirit wants you to do. Jen said that part of listening is making a record. So before you go, the Lord has said something to you today. I know it. I want you to write it down. Maybe in your Bible, in your phone note, if you take a notebook. I want you to take a moment before you leave today, and I want you to write down what God told you. Put a date next to it. I find that that helps me when I look back and I see a date and I see what God said, and I can look back and say, wow, he said it then and it looked impossible, but now I've seen the fulfillment of his word. So I want to give you this instruction, even watching online at home. We're going to end the live stream here in just a moment, but we're going to linger here in prayer. The other thing the Lord told me is, I've never shared it with Jen, and she is a prophet, by the way. She operates in the prophetic. And when she was praying for an increase in the prophetic, that is something I have been asking God for in this church for over a year. Pastor Jaron and I operate in the apostolic. We have a lot of anointed teachers and pastors and evangelists, but we need more of the prophetic. And so I just, before we go into this time of praying at the altar, and the worship team is going to lead us in worship, if you felt that stirring when Jen released that word of prophetic stirrings, and that's you, you're receiving words from the Lord, messages from the Lord, and you know it, can you just raise your hand? Okay, I see your hands. And as I'm going to release that right now, so Lord, in agreement, these are the people that you're stirring in their hearts to release a prophetic gift. Lord, you called prophets and apostles, pastors and teachers and evangelists to work together as one. And so, Lord, I release right now a prophetic anointing and gift upon those who are raising their hand right now, that, Lord, in this moment, their ears are open. I speak to any deafness in the spirit, be open now in Jesus' name. I command any blocks in hearing to be gone in Jesus' name. And the Lord is going to show you if some of those blocks are due to unforgiveness, if they're due to sin, if they're due to a lie. And as the Holy Spirit shows you, you are to respond in repentance and in obedience. And as you do so, you will begin to hear the voice of the Lord in an even greater measure. And you need to write it down, because the more you write down, the more the Lord will speak. And when you know or you think it's for the church and you're not sure, bring it to me. And we'll pray over it. And we're going to begin to see a move of the prophetic in this house. So I release that right now in Jesus' name. Come on, both hands. If you're looking for that prophetic anointing, both hands right now. Holy Spirit is releasing it. A prophetic anointing is being placed in this right now. It's being poured out. We thank you, God, for an increase in the prophetic. An increase in what your spirit is saying. We are a church who has ears who hear. We are a church who has eyes who see. We are a church who is a heart that is tender and responsive. And we thank you, Father, for releasing that. We thank you, Jesus. And that includes if you're watching at home, we release that to you. And if you don't know the voice of the Lord, then you can come to know him by putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross to pay the punishment for our sins. And it is by his stripes we are healed. When we believe in Jesus, we begin to learn to live for Jesus. We experience the life of Jesus. So we want to invite you to do that today. Father, thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. I acknowledge I'm a sinner. Forgive me. I choose today to follow you, to put my trust in you. I'm ready to hear you speak to me. I receive your life. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.